And now part two of the Zoom versus Howard the Duck 1977 annual with Trenchcoat Mafia.
From Archie Andrews to Sippy the Clown,
Captain Canuck to Howard the Duck,
we got your comics. We got your comics right here. Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Your boy, the Caliph, he got a red, he's got his red robe on, his red headgear, I don't know what you call that shit. And
he's got these half-naked bitches all over him.
Dancing. And then his homeboy's up there, they drinking, they got their drinks on, the girls is dancing.
These are supposed to be hot chicks, but they're not, because by Val Merrick.
No, these girls are hot. Like, this one in the front with her arms up, she's hot.
I don't know. She's got a veil over her face.
You can see through her veil. You can see.
She does have nice titties, though.
There you go, see. And she got a Conan, she got the red Sanya Conan type of jewelry on. So, you know, that just sets it off nice. And then, see, the Caliph got a nice little hot chick on him, on his side. He said, "Are you happy, my lovelies? As your lord and master, the Caliph have your lord and master, Caliph," he's talking about himself in a third person, asshole, "warmed your hearts and filled your taut bellies with this feast of feasts? Oh, yes, good and mighty one. Yes, yes.
See, she's a good girl."
"How you gush, my sweet. Still, you are correct, motherfucker." But... and they're eating, filled their taut bellies. They was dancing the whole time. They didn't get a chance to sit down and eat. You know they were serving y'all. And then the wizard comes out and says, "Behold this gift that we made for you." And he pulls off the veil off it, and it's a jewel encrusted donkey, and it's got a little thing on the side with a coin slot, a machine on the side. He's like, "What? Why you bring me this thing with a cash box on a pedestal?" And he said, "Well, your son said it'd be a good idea if, you know, we put it out there in the fountain square, little."
And he threatens to cut the guy's head off.
Oh, yeah, another stereotype. You know, this could be made not even in the 90s because, you knew about that Aladdin movie controversy.
Not really. That wasn't a good movie. I saw it. It was okay, I guess.
It's a kid's movie. I can't remember anything about it either. You know, I saw that at a second-run movie theater, and they usually have two movies that are, like, similar to each other. Like, they had the...
What played with that movie?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
I don't see the connection.
There is none. There were little kids in the theater watching Sinbad. I mean, not Sinbad, Aladdin, and screaming and yelling, "Mommy, yay!" But after that, most of the people stayed, not most of them, but a lot of people who had kids stayed, and next thing they see is Ike Turner beating up Tina. I'm like, what the fuck? This is a shifting mood. Okay, they usually...
How did Tina Turner die?
She's alive!
Is she? I thought she died.
Are you kidding?
You're making me look this up on the internet.
What
now.
The fuck, motherfucker? She did not. Everybody would have known about it.
Let me bring up Wikipedia. I'm pretty sure.
you would have known about it if she died, unless you was in the coma at the time, two years ago, but no. She was alive then, she's alive. Come on, man. If Tina Turner died, it would have been all over the news. People would have been, did you hear about Whitney Houston dying?
Yeah, but she was on crack. Of course she died.
Yeah, but you heard about it is the point. And you would have heard if Tina died. Leave Tina alone. She just retired. See, that's the only thing with old stars. When you get old, people think your ass was dead a long time ago because they don't see you in the public eye. But they get old and they don't go out so much because they fucking old as dirt. You know? She's probably in her 70s. Just like, Phyllis Diller just died. But somebody might have thought, like, we ain't seen Phyllis.
It was about time.
She's 95. Leave Phyllis Diller. Phyllis alone. I like Phyllis. Okay. And I like, whatchamacallit, too. Joan Rivers. She's still out there. See, people know she's alive because her ass stay out there and active. She's that type of person. She doesn't like to. But anyway, I know you don't like her either.
Who?
Joan Rivers.
Oh, not really, no.
And I know you must hate Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chelsea Handler, too. But
who?
You never heard of Chelsea Handler? She's on E. Yeah, you might not have heard of her. Okay, so let's see here. He said, yeah, your son, he want to make some more money. His son come in with his suit on looking like fucking a young, what's his name, Saddam Hussein. And he said, hey, Dad, Widget speaks the truth, but I humbly beg we both be spared your rage and here, take these gifts. You got a television, stereo, digital clocks, blenders, electric can openers. And a guy from Roxanne is over there, like, presenting it. Like, his motherfucking Price is Right. He says, all the fruits of progress, great king, courtesy of Roxanne. I'm like, man, this is a commercial like a motherfucker.
For a company that doesn't even exist. Here you go. Tina Turner died August 23rd, 2012.
No, she did not.
You
just made that shit up, you bastard.
You want me to send you the website?
I'm gonna go look right here. No, because we would have heard about that. That was a couple of weeks ago. You telling me I wouldn't have known out that this would have happened? I didn't know about it. Wait, you said Tina Turner. All right, y'all. This is a break. Messages. We'll be right back. I just took that from you. Shut up, bitch. It says right here on Wikipedia, because Wikipedia is always right. She was born in 1939. She's 72 years old. And she's alive.
It doesn't say she's alive.
She doesn't have a date of her death. If she died on Wikipedia, it would have date of death. Motherfucker, how dare you scare me like that? I'll kill you.
Here you go.
You was reading The Onion, motherfucker.
No, here's a link to Necropedia.
Necropedia? I never heard of that. Necropedia ain't got it right either, then. That's a joke. It says Tina Turner is dead. Okay, so, oh yeah, you know this ain't real. Okay, let's see here. Tina Turner born on, this ain't right. This is a joke site. She be like, August 23rd. This son of a bitch, it ain't even the 23rd, it's today. Thursday. So yeah, this is a joke site. How dare you? Tributes are poured in from across the world. Let me see this. When did you hear this information?
Here I found another page.
No, don't you.
Tina Turner is the victim of a death hoax. So, apparently, this is going around the internet and stuff. But, apparently, she's just alive and hiding.
Why is it hiding just because you ain't seen her?
Because shouldn't she be out in public? She's a celebrity.
See, that's what everybody feels. If you ain't in public, then you must have died. If you're old and you're a celebrity and you're not in public, you must have died. fuck these people. Like, no, sometimes she didn't release it. Like, she's gonna
have career is dead.
Who?
Her career is dead.
It's called retirement. She went out right now, she would sell out concerts. Right, maybe not stadiums, but actually, yeah, she probably would sell out fucking stadiums still.
Well, but that I don't agree with.
Yeah, right, okay. Maybe she did it like with Elton John and her, or, you know, somebody like that, or David Bowie and her. They would sell out a stadium. You know, and he'd probably sell out by himself. But,
well, I would pay to see Bowie, but not her.
Oh, but you wouldn't, but a lot of other people would. We love Tina Turner. You must be crazy. But no, she's old. She said, I don't want to do that. That shit is tiring. Even people younger in their 20s and 30s, they get worn out on tour. No. That's why you haven't heard, because she's like, yo, I want to chill. I got millions of dollars. Why can't I just, like, relax in my golden years?
Well, she should be dead anyway.
Why?
Because she's ancient?
People live into their 90s, 80s.
Well, at least, like, Turner always treated her like she deserved. Sometimes you gotta smack a bitch down.
You know what? Fuck Ike Turner, fuck Chris Brown, fuck all these motherfuckers. Alright, so, he says, yes, Roxanne, your oil friends. Hasim, we have no use for these devices in Bagmom. We leave simple life here. Making our own music and merriment. Yeah, you ain't living no simple life. You got a fucking bunch of harem of girls feeding you and your boys grapes and wine. You know.
And he says they don't have any electricity, which is hard to believe.
Why is it hard to believe?
What do they do when it gets dark out, for example?
There, most of humans being on Earth in civilization, there hasn't been electricity. It's only been electricity for the past 100 years, maybe 100 and whatever, 20 years.
Well, if whatever happened, whatever was the case before I was born doesn't count.
Anyway, or just, well, that's just like them kids on Twitter who wrote, I was watching the Olympics. It says the Olympics started 3,000 years ago. How could that be? We're only in 2012. Anyway. And they did say that for real. I like how they just waved this off, where he said, we don't have any electricity. Father, these are mere trinkets. Prepare to gaze upon the West True Wonders. Wait a minute. Address that part about no electricity, motherfucker. Why you bring your daddy a TV when there's no goddamn electricity?
And that's a good question.
And you don't got reception, you don't have American TV station, because at the beginning of the story it says Bag Mom is cut off for civilization for 1,000 years. So they're stuck in time, basically.
What would they watch anyway? Because not only are there no TV stations over there, there wasn't cable or nothing.
They can make their own show, your money or your life.
Remember when there were only like 6 channels and we were content with there just being 6 channels? Now there's like over 100 channels and nothing more than any of them.
We were content because that's all we had. If you knew there was 100 channels somewhere, your ass would be like, hey, I want the 100 channels. Okay, but you was content just because...
I can't believe there's a weather channel and people actually watch it.
They don't sit down and watch it for an hour, or some motherfuckers do, but those are people who need a job. No. Some people, they watch, but if the news, they want to know the weather right now, they can just look on the weather channel. That's it. But now they got phones to tell them what the weather is, their smartphones.
If they want to know what the weather is, they could just go to weather.com.
Yeah, exactly. Then they can do that now. But some people, you know, there's still people who are not on the internet. They're not.
That's hard to believe. What's wrong with them?
They're old.
They should get online so they can listen to podcasts next. Oh, and Zoom.
Yeah, you got that part right there. And then he fucked up. He said, "Dad, check out this gift." And they bring in the two Rockland guys bring in a coffin, a baby coffin. Well, he said, "What? Master of Mercy, this is a present, an infant's coffin?" I'm like, yeah, first of all, but Howard pops out the coffin. I'm like, he could fit in the infant's coffin.
Yeah, and they put, like, Arab clothes on him.
Not even a toddler's coffin, but an infant's coffin. I'm like, God damn. And this be, I thought he's as big as a five-year-old. I seen the movie. But he says, "Sire, see for yourself." And Howard starts chucking. "Great heavens, now this is impressive. I heard it's produced giant chickens, but butterball turkeys." Now, how the fuck you heard about butterball turkeys? You ain't got a TV, you son of a bitch. And Howard's like, "I hope that means we're going to be pale, because I could use one in this burg. Hey, you got a light?" And he's like, he talks. "It's a magnificent creature." And he's putting him on his knee like a fucking doll. And he says, "This is far superior to even a jewel mule." And Howard said, "That ain't saying much." But,
you know, as bad as this comic is, it's still better than other Marvel comics at the time.
That's true. Like that Steve Gerber written issue of Iron Man that you subjected me to.
That was good.
And whoa.
Iron Man and his roller skates.
I guess you are a mark for some people. Steve Gerber is one of them, or is the main one. So he says, "You know, I need a diversion from these matters, son. Bring in the new harem duet in this." Wanda and Beverly wearing some bikini, and they walk.
Yeah, and even though Merrick doesn't draw him hot like he should, at least he's got Beverly's one nipple poking out of her bikini.
Her nipple is not poking out of her bikini. Anyway.
Look, yes it is.
He draws them looking like regular women, not some impossible creature whose spine is turned 180 degrees, titties sticking out crazy. These are nice sized titties on these girls, but you're right, it's not the most attractive they could be drawn. And then he said, the bodyguard says, "Ghosts, dance, sing, or heads roll." She said, "Rashid makes a convincing case, huh?" And then she said, "Yeah, now that's gonna happen, or we'll be dancing topless from the clavicles up." I like that. That was funny. That was a funny joke. I give it to you. And then they start singing some old dance number, song and dance from the fucking roaring 20s. Among the lullaby of Broadway. That's it. And I like this joke. And Khalid says, "What a curious melody." And Howard said, "That's funny. I don't hear no melody." That's funny. You're on a roll, Gerber. You're on a roll.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be able to sing.
What do you mean? They can't sing. You can see that. You can see in the warbly voice balloons that they are way off. And then he said, then the son is trying to get the dad to sign these contracts or permits to drill in the area. And he says, and Howard is like kind of hinting to the Khalif that his son is just using them. And he says, "Hasim, indulge me. I'm an old man." "Yeah, things happen to old people." Or things happen when you're old. And I like this. Khalif says, "This file seems to think you mean me harm, Hasim, your own father." And he said, "That's how, sir. Just sign here." And the girls keep singing. And they suck at it. And then this scene, which is another Gerber trait of bad writing, just something just happens. They just
why do you hate Gerber?
Look at this. They just bust in the whole Paul Hodati.
Well, he's keeping the story moving.
Yeah, but in a way which, once I run out of jokes, I just make the explosion go here. Okay.
It was time for an explosion.
So other writers know how to do it better than this. But
yeah, Bendis would have people sitting around talking for 30 pages.
Brian Michael Bendis is one of the greatest writers. No, I love you. That guy, I like his. I don't care what nobody say. I like his stuff. But that's why he's one of the top guys at Marvel now. You could say the top guy as far as writing and plotting the.
No, Ed Brubaker is the best Marvel writer right now.
He might be considered the best. I don't see where Ed Brubaker is so great, but
it's Captain America.
He's not the top guy. You know, he's not the main architect. He's one of the big guys.
I guess Bendis sucks a lot of dick then.
No, or he can just write a good story. Even though people want him off the Avengers now, and he's about to be off.
About time.
Being taken over by Hickman. So, which that might not be a better choice.
I don't like Hickman's Fantastic Four. Why is his Avengers going to be any better?
Yeah, it seems like New Mutant on the...
Is Johnny back to being alive again?
Yeah, he's alive. He's back.
I knew it was a matter of time.
You cannot keep that boy down. Okay, he's one of the most popular characters in Marvel. You know he ain't gonna stay dead. So, then Alibaba and the 40 Thieves burst in and they start fighting this revolution. And, his name is Hodati. That's the leader, the Omar Sharif guy. I'm just calling him Omar Sharif. And he said, "We come as patriots, great sire, loyal subjects who seek to only save Bag Mom." Yeah, y'all used to steal from the rich. Okay, how are you patriots? And he said, "We want to save Bag Mom and you from the greedy clutches of your son." And then, you know, exposition here. Howard tells them, "Yeah, your son wants to kill you to get that oil money." And man, while they fighting, Hodati is just talking. He's like, "Yeah, he wants to enrich himself at the expense of you and your people." Blah blah blah. And he said, "What? You don't think my son doing this?" He's like, "Where's my son?" His son took the fuck off with both girls and got in the plane. That was quick. That was real quick.
And I think this sequence is here only because. The story Gerber thought needed a fight scene.
But look how he got the girls and Hasim into a plane with no explanation. Like, these two women, they could have beat his ass by themselves.
And the guy saying, "You'll never catch me. Ha, ha, ha."
And he said something about the fruit of technology, but I got an icon in the way I can see it. "Oh, I have all the fruits of U.S. technology. The fruits of U.S. technology, you are flying the Red Baron's plane from Snoopy." The father said this, "Oh, Dark Knight of the soul, the flesh of my flesh, a sellout."
And Winda is crying, "Help, help," with W's instead of L's.
Well, he got both these girls in this little plane so quick, and why they couldn't whip his ass, team up together, and stop him from taking them. Could you explain that?
How was he supposed to stop them?
No, those two girls, how did he get two grown women, as hostages?
Because they're girls and they're helpless. They can't fight or do anything useful.
Anyway, the sexism is strong here.
Their role as females is as decoration and to be helpless ornaments.
Yeah, it's a Steve Gerber comic. So, you can see how Steve Gerber feels about women, his women characters. Well, that's why Beverly has always been weak. Man, fuck this guy. Yeah, he is kind of sexist. He said, "Yeah, I got the chicks, too, so don't try any tricks, see? 10-4. And I like it when he said, 10-4, good buddies."
It was the mid-70s, so there you go. CB talk was all the rage.
Very, very dated, very dated. And then Howard is really pissed. "CB talk, that does it. Now I'm insulted." So I guess that he didn't like the Convoy song by...
Nobody did.
D.W. Cooper or whatever his name is. I like it. "We got a great big convoy. Ain't that a beautiful
thing?
That little convoy. In the night."
What was that truck driver who talked like that with the big pig head in some comics.
Oh, that was, I just read a comic with him in it. Damn, and I forgot. Oh, Razorback.
Oh.
I like Razorback.
The most ridiculous looking costume ever.
You know, the comic I just read him in, I guess you could say, is why John Byrne wasn't that great all the time. It was a She-Hulk comic where it featured him, and what's the other, I forgot the name, US 40 or whatever, US 1, or whatever that.
US 1.
Yeah.
That is a comic for a while.
That was a shitty fucking story.
Which was Jim Shooter's fault. Who else would commission a comic that bad?
There was a lot. Well, actually, you're right. There wasn't worse in the 70s. There might have been some bad writing in the 70s, but at least they had good concepts. But yeah, US 1. Why would you come up with some shit like that? And then Team America on top of it. Right at back to back. I'm like,
that was bad too.
I'm like, why was were they trying to do? What were they trying to do? And it was the early 80s. Evel Knievel was out of fashion by then.
They were on such a run with bad comics, they should have brought back the Human Fly.
Never bring that up back. Even though I did just read 3 Human Flies in a row. But forget it. I'm trying to forget about it. Yeah, Paul saying get on my nerve. He ain't got nowhere. Howard trying to crack a joke. Funny, Howard. Big time yaks. Don't you realize we come all this way just to lose the girls forever? Wah, wah, wah. Motherfucker.
Well, he wants to fuck Windsor, so that's what's up with that.
And then the wizard's like, no, we got this flying, this donkey, the jewel crystal donkey that looks like shit. It's tacky as fuck. Yeah, it can fly. Because I'm a wizard. And he makes Fly Howard jumps on it, and that stupid. Well, actually, he's got wings. That's that stupid ass Steve Gerber's little story devices that he does. Have Howard on a flying donkey going to.
But you accept this as a comic book about a talking duck.
But just because you go ridiculous, you'll have to go all the way to 11. You can take it down to 7. In your ridiculousness. And you see Howard flying after him. Curses, but you cannot force me down. The girls, remember? And they ain't even wearing safety belts. And Howard gets, but the girls, they jump out because they're not wearing safety belts. And they just jump out and jump onto the horse. And they got a little daring moment where Wenda is scared because she's, yeah, at least it made it consistent. She was scared of heights in the last one. She's like really afraid of heights. Even though she should have been dead on her way to Bag Mom on that damn flying carpet. She should have died.
She could have jumped off of it and committed suicide. That would have been cool.
You don't like Wenda? How dare you?
I don't like her lisp.
Me neither. Okay, when I pointed it out and said it was a cheap gimmick, you said that's how people talk sometimes. You defended him.
But issue after issue, it's getting to be a bit much. Like, here she says she's afraid of heights.
And but I do like in the panel under that where her she's looking good, like her titties, and I can see why Paul want to fuck her. Them thighs and titty, and she's hanging off the plane all scared. But this here, they kind of look like a John Severin art. Kind of reminds me of that. But
it's not as good though.
I like this guy Bill Merritt. How dare you? And then
I'm just saying John Severin is better.
And Howard is an asshole because he starts charging at the plane because he got the girls. They can just go fly away. So Howard, you did it. But why are you whooping back for crying loud? And he said, I'm trying to knock him out the sky. That's why. Okay, you can get the girls killed. He's got a gun. He's shooting.
Now he's basically, if this guy's the Red Baron, Howard is playing the part of Snoopy here.
Well, I thought Snoopy was the Red Baron in his stories, in his imagination. Or is he
No. He was always fighting the Red Baron, which was all made up in his head anyway.
Okay, I thought he was imagining he was the Red Baron the whole time. Okay, my bad. And then somehow all the bullets missed them like G.I. Joe. but there's a missile launcher on the horse, which is actually a little robot with eyes, which is...
If the comic was at 11 before, now it's up to 13.
Shoots knives at the propeller. The propeller breaks. The Hasim's plane goes down somehow. I'm like, yeah, he's dead, yeah. But no, the girl, Wanda says, oh, Dwight, he seems to have set the plane down to safety. I'm like, oh, what a cheap gimmick. But I'm like, why, he should have crashed. Why couldn't he crash?
He'll be dead anyway because Howard says he landed across the border in Israel.
They ain't just going to kill him just because he... But that's true, because they're going to say, oh, this plane is a terrorist attack.
Yep.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. But when I thought she was more, you know, humanistic than this. She wanted him to die right away. But...
Well, he deserved it. He was trying to kill them.
That's true. Then they got a boat ride out of there because the caliph was so happy with their... You know, their heroism. He had them a boat trip to go back.
So they don't have planes, but apparently they have boots.
No, he sent them to another country to take off in the boat. Why is it hard to believe? You know, they're in the Middle East. There's lots of countries over there. Some are Western, some aren't. They just went to Saudi Arabia or somewhere, or wherever the Gold Coast is, and got a boat home. Thanks to the caliph. Since he's a... The Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah.
I love the Clash, but that's a bad song.
That's what all the snobby punks say. Combat Rock was their worst album. It was a sellout album.
It was. London Calling was their best album.
I only like some songs off of that. I like most of Combat Rock. I dare you. But then, on the boat, Howard, Beverly and Wanda, they talking. Then they see that Paul had one more wish on his, the magic lamp, but he's off. They see him from afar. They see him making his last wish. And then the smoke comes out of it and says, lecherous cur? No. And Paul was like, oh. He said, this is embarrassing. And Howard said, what did you ask for that can offend the genie's sensibilities? I'd really rather not say, Howard. And then she says, Wanda says, don't fret, Paul. I'm extraordinarily flattered anyhow. First of all, bitch, how you know that it had anything to do with you? We didn't hear what he said. We didn't hear what his last wish was.
I don't know why Wanda doesn't just break down and have sex with Paul.
But why does she think that it was about her? That's what I want to know.
Because she's conceited.
I thought you were going to say a woman's intuition, but you said, no, a woman's. And he probably just went. Actually, he doesn't say nothing because that's the end of the story. But why would you be flattered? If the genie is saying no, he's your lecherous cur, that means he asked for some really. He has some foul, whacked out.
I never heard of a genie who was allowed to refuse wishes.
So it must have been fucking bad. Okay, as far as we know, he was asking, could I have like six children to six little girls in my bed when I get home? That's what.
Maybe he wanted to fuck Wanda up her ass.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That, I can see, that's not that bad. I mean, I don't know, maybe Genie doesn't have any pornographic requests. Maybe doesn't want no porno at all. They are.
If this comic of 4.
Out of what?
10.
I give it higher. I thought it was a little more fun than that. I give it 6 or 7, something like that. I dug it. It was alright.
Yeah, because Gerber can't really do anything wrong.
That's why you just give him a 4. That's below average.
It's bad for Gerber. The only other Howard stories that were like this bad on this level were the Star Wars parody issues of Howard.
I have yet to get to that.
Ugh.
At least it's not dated. Because Star Wars is big. It's still big.
I don't know why.
When I was a kid, I never got it. I was 7 years old when that movie... Well, I was five when it came out. But I would never understood, even, you know, being...
The original trilogy was good, but he sort of ruined them with those last three movies.
You keep saying that. I'm saying the original trilogy, I didn't understand as a kid why people thought that story was so great.
Even like Empire?
I went to see all the movies, but I didn't care either way. I didn't hate it. I just didn't understand why it was so big. Everything was Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. I didn't understand why I was in the Marvel comics. I must have liked it because my parents got me the action figures for when I was even though I didn't ask for them, but I'm just saying.
You should have kept them because if you kept them in the packs, they'd be valuable today.
Ain't nobody going to tell their kid. Nobody has that foresight. And I don't know how valuable they are. Are you sure? Because they kept redoing them in the 90s. They kept remaking them, you know.
Look on eBay and see if anyone's selling them and see how much they're going for.
I will, but I just listened to this other podcast where a dude said this guy he knows when he was a kid, his mother bought him the toys. I don't even think she bought him double. She just bought him the toys and told him not to take them out of the package. She bought him the Star Wars figures because they could be, so she had foresight they would be valuable. But the dude was like, yeah, but my friend probably had a horrible childhood. His mother saying, you ain't good enough to take your toys out and play with them. You got to keep them in the package. You know, I could see if she bought two packs of each.
Well, she wasn't rich.
Yeah, but don't you buy toys for your kids to play with?
That reminds me. My granddaughter is having her fourth birthday soon. I guess I probably expected to get her something.
And you got a granddaughter. What? You got a grand... Yes, Dad, you are her grandfather. I guess I got to get my granddaughter a present for her. That's messed up.
Well, I had my kids when I was, really young, so there you go.
Well, how old is the one who has the four-year-old?
23.
Yeah, they had her young when they were 19. So,
yep.
They got why they want to get started that soon?
That's what I said.
Well, how often have you seen your granddaughter?
I think I saw her last month.
Do you like her? Apparently you don't like her because you're like, oh, I gotta get her a gift.
I don't like having to spend money at all.
You cheap bastard. This is your granddaughter. At least it's a four-year-old. You don't gotta give her nothing expensive. She'll be happy if she got anything. You cheap motherfucker. Anyway, this has been Howard the Duck. The annual
Doom and Burst listen Podcast. To Podcast X.
I say go to doomcast.blogspot.com.
Well, Tim is going to be on a couple episodes because it's in your best interest that I promote Podcast X.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is the episode 61 of Podcast X.
161 and 162.
Oh, 61 and 60. Wait a minute. I'm on both?
Yeah, the heavy metal review was so long. I broke it.
No, it was not that long. It was only doing episodes. It was 8 pages. It shouldn't have been that long.
We covered most of the rest of the magazine, though.
No, we didn't because I didn't read any other stories.
You read the one with Satan?
You must have just cut that into 2 half-hour episodes. Your Courtney episode was 38 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all talk for 4 hours. Okay, how are you getting to 38 minutes?
Because I don't think people want to listen to 4 hours.
Right, but I thought it would be 1 hour, the first one 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, you know. 38 minutes. But I guess.
Well, shows with other people, I try to have those be like at least a half hour. But if I'm by myself recording, like 160 is just going to be like 16 plus minutes.
Okay. Dang, 16 minutes, dang. I think before you used to do at least, you used to do a half hour.
Yeah, episode 96 was by myself, and that was almost an hour. And I eventually came to realize that's just too much of a good thing.
Anyway, this has been Doom vs. Howard the Duck. We out.